This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With Donald Trump, he is a symptom, not the cause. So when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started. I'm glad it's continued, but when you hear about this economic miracle that's been going on, when the job numbers come out, monthly job numbers, and suddenly Republicans are saying it's a miracle, I have to
just
remind
look
them,
at
actually,
that fork-tongued liar.
Job numbers are the same as they were in 2015 and 2016, and
he said, what do you think of President Obama's speech? And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
Barack Hussein Obama, the first president in U.S. history to not attain 3% GDP growth, even though he had 8 years to do it. A president who spent so much, he slowed any growth he was generating. The national debt grew from $11.5 trillion to $20 trillion under Obama, as did the misery index by 53%. Food stamp recipients rose by a staggering 42%. Ironically, gun manufacturing boomed under the UN gun-grabbing rhetoric of Barack Obama by 192%.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
So it's not surprising then that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy toward people who aren't like them, but and a way to explain their frustrations.
But we are all supposed to believe that the current roaring economy is due to Obama's economic recovery strategy, not President Trump's corporate tax cuts or the reopening of factories humming the tune Made in America again.
Made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
Let's take a look at Obama's recovery. Forbes magazine wrote in 2013, what is clear is that Obamanomics has produced the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. Worse than what every other president who has faced a recession has achieved since the Great Depression.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
And as job numbers rose out of the Bush recession with Obama and Trump seemingly neck and neck, the industries the two presidents have affected are very different. Quartz's comparison indicates while Trump is dominated in mining, metals, machinery, computers, and oil and gas extraction, Obama's jobs were in storage, travel, and two cyclical dying industries, department stores and Hollywood.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
Not to mention that during the last election cycle, Obama said that none of Trump's predictions were possible. If Obama is truly responsible for 2018's economic growth, wouldn't he have predicted that growth when he had had the chance?
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is, he doesn't have an answer.
The Democrats are thankfully chaining themselves to a flaming pile of bullshit that most Americans can smell a mile away.
They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
John Bound reporting. for Infowars.com.
Yeah, if they think former President Hussein Obama is going to redeem the blue wave, they got another thing coming. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show here on this Sunday, September 9th. I have not watched any of the NFL today, but it did kick off. Ratings were down 13% from the NFL kickoff this week. My guess is they'll be down again today. And that's just what you get when you want to use an anti-American bent to your marketing and to your product. So what are people actually talking about instead of the bread and circus modern-day gladiators? They're talking about censorship on the internet. And I'm going to open up the phone lines now for your calls for the entirety of the second hour. Also covering some news, 1-877-789-ALEX is the number to call. But people aren't talking about football. People aren't really talking about the sports and the pop cultures anymore. Entertainment television ratings are down. Sports ratings are down. And you have this new phenomenon happening where a guy like Mark Dice or Candace Owens can go on the internet and do a video and get hundreds of thousands and millions of views. In fact, I don't even believe if we even covered Candace Owens' last video where she goes down to Florida and covers the immigration center. Unbelievably powerful video. Just totally shatters the false narrative that the Democrats are leading on about the treatment of immigrants at these facilities or by President Trump. And you go watch this video, and if this video got 300 million views and every American saw this video, it'd be game over. Just like if every American could see Obama arguing with himself over the jobs market and then saying it can't happen and taking credit at the same time, maybe America could wake up. So what do we need to do about the censorship? How do we beat this? Because, look, I love President Trump. The guy has brought me to tears. He's made me laugh. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable ride under President Trump. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is still walking free. And he said in his campaign that the voices, the unheard voices, you're not unheard anymore. Well, wait a second. We're literally not being heard anymore. I mean, they're shutting us down. I've got the Resolution Center message from Apple right now. And so we're going to cover all that. We're going to take all your calls. But, folks, here's the thing. I thank God that Alex had the foresight to create InfoWarsStore.com. Because let me explain something. A lot of other people out there, and this is the censorship on the internet with YouTube and Twitter and Facebook censoring conservatives. A lot of those people that are being demonetized, you know, they don't work for InfoWars. They don't have InfoWarsStore.com to back them. They don't have the Alex Jones audience of millions of people to back them. The greatest audience, in my recollection, in the world. So there's a lot of people out there who used to make money doing YouTube and doing their thing on social media that are now banned. Now, luckily, we have InfoWarsStore.com, and your support maintains our ability to exist and continue broadcasting despite them erasing us off the internet. So we continue to sit here, even though they box us in, and broadcast out at InfoWars.com/show and all of our radio stations and television syndicates, even though they're blocking us on the number one main vein for traffic and media consumption, the internet. But that's fine because your support at InfoWarsStore.com maintains, and it's how we're able to expand despite the censorship where most people would be contracting. So the Labor Day specials are actually extended. This is incredible. 50% off many of the top-selling supplements, including Ultimate Bone Broth, Bod Ease, Knockout Sleep Aid. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got household items like toothpaste and shampoo, all natural. Try those out. We've got the next level mouthwashes here, and it's 50% off Super Blue Immune Gargle today. Proud to bring you a powerful dental and palate cleanse with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. All sizes combo available at 50% off. You can stock up and take some to go for a portable and at home multi-purpose formula. It is the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle all sizes combo. So you got the large bottle there, and then you've got the one you can take on the road. And while you're getting that, don't forget about Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. So the deals at InfoWarsStore.com right now are pretty much as good as it gets when it comes to 50% off top selling supplements, 5-star rated supplements like the Real Red Pill. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and just remember, it's because of this audience, it's because of your support that we can beat this censorship and at least exist. And, you know, you just think about, I mean, you want to talk about a defamation case. Right now you've got Roy Moore suing Sacha Baron Cohen. I think the number is like $97 million defamation case. Defamation suits are the hardest to win. And so if you're going to do a defamation suit, you throw out a massive figure and hope that the person you're suing just backs off. But Alex, to me, has the easiest case to win for a defamation suit, because we can actually show you the financial hit we've taken to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars since they banned us off of all the marketplace sharing on Google, since they banned us from monetizing videos on YouTube. So we can actually present a physical number to the tunes of millions of dollars, how their defamation against Alex Jones has actually hurt him as a character assassination, and actually hurt us financially. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that just makes Alex chug forward and not look back. And so that's what Alex Jones does. And we've got huge specials. The Labor Day specials are extended. And I just thank the audience. Don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. That's what they want you to do. This is all about financially crippling us, folks. And there's other stuff going on behind the scenes. I don't know if Alex is going to ever talk about it, but the lengths that they're going to try to financially handicap us, you wouldn't even believe. It's like the tip of the iceberg thing. Like, the censorship is really just the tip of the iceberg. And then you got the lawsuits and all the other crap that goes on. It's just unbelievable. But your support is steadfast at InfoWarsStore.com. So the Labor Day specials have been extended. 50% off half of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there is a lot of news that we need to get into, including the U.S. strikes in Syria have begun and Russia has vowed retaliation. Now, this is when you talk about the geopolitics and whatever the oil wars, you know, whatever you want to call it, illegal wars, false wars, wars that will lead to bigger wars. This is it right now. Syria is the powder keg. And it's been the powder keg. You see, on September 11, 2001, when the government and the news told us that Osama bin Laden and radical Islamic terrorists took down the Twin Towers, there was a plan in place to invade the Middle East and to bring the Jewish central banks to the Middle East. Syria is one of the last dominoes to fall. They got Iraq. They got Afghanistan. They got the other pieces moving into place that they didn't have to invade. They got Libya, and some of the other dominoes fell into place so they didn't have to invade. Egypt is an example. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's General Wesley Clark. General Wesley Clark, before they banned that on YouTube, it's got millions of views. 7 countries in 5 years. That was the plan you saw. Syria is the last domino to fall. Russia's not going to allow it. Trump wasn't going to fall for it. But it looks like they're going to pigeonhole him in to going into war in Syria with war hawks like Nikki Haley behind it and warmongers like John Bolton, who we think was the man behind the New York Times op-ed piece praising John McCain. And why would they want InfoWars to be banned off the internet when they go into Syria and lie about what's going on with Syria? See, the American people in general are sick of wars. They're sick of foreign interventions. They know InfoWars is the only big news network out there that's going to cover it. Fox News will be just fine with a war in Syria, at least 90% of the hosts. InfoWars won't be, so they have to erase this off the internet to let everyone go along with more war.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Troyer filling in for Alex here in the second hour. Big week coming up for the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to want to miss a beat. Be sure to tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com/show. Don't forget about us as they're trying to erase us from the internet. Now, we've got a lot of callers calling in about the censorship issue. Before I go to your calls, let me address some of the latest news. First, let me read for you the message we got from Apple when they took down our app. Now, this was wild because I actually was not, I didn't even know this was going on. Friday night, I'm playing basketball when this happens. I go home and I'm getting ready to do my own broadcast on the War Room Show's Twitter page because I had to address YouTube kicking me off, YouTube banning my personal channel, and I wasn't even doing anything, and I caught YouTube in a lie. So I was going to go do a live video on the War Room Show's Twitter when right before I went live, I got banned from doing a live video on that, so then I had to turn around and do it on my Twitter account. So I didn't, and I did this, and I didn't even know that Apple had kicked us off its platform as an app. And so I'm just doing this live broadcast and be like, hey, did you hear Apple kick you guys off? And I didn't even know that had happened. So this is next level. Alex Jones is calling it internet martial law. Let me read for you the message from the Apple Resolution Center. We are writing to notify you that your application has been removed from the App Store because it is not in compliance with the App Store review guidelines. Oh, guideline 111. Safety, objectionable content. Your app includes content that could be considered defamatory or mean-spirited and appears to humiliate, intimidate, or place a targeted individual or group in harm's way. Well, now, wait a second. Half of the channels on YouTube would have to be gone. Okay, but I guess we're talking about Apple, but it's the same difference. Then the YouTube app can't be on Apple, right? How much objectionable content is on YouTube? How about the Twitter app? How much objectionable content is on Twitter? So once again, this is total bullcrap. Here's what I wish. I wish that the people in charge of these companies would just be honest. I just wish they weren't such liars. But they are. Why don't you just be honest and say, look, Alex Jones' message, we don't like it. We don't like InfoWars politics. And we don't like the fact that Alex Jones is so popular and he's beating us. And he's beating our corporate news. One man. One audience. Destroying narratives. Taking America back. If they could just come out and admit that, I would have a little bit of respect for him. But they won't even admit it. They're going to be total liars through and through. And they think that the population is so stupid that you're not even going to see it. You're not going to see the blatant censorship being done as a political agenda. And so then what do they say in a Yahoo News story? In the U.S., a lot of twisted people have access to guns. That's why Alex Jones and InfoWars were too dangerous not to be banned. Oh, but wait a second. Who's actually getting violent? It's the left. Who got shot? Steve Scalise, a Republican, by a radical leftist. It's the left getting violent. Was people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi telling them to do so. So it's total BS. Everyone knows it's BS. The censorship is 100% political. And I just wish companies like Apple and Google and Facebook and Twitter weren't such liars about it. But they are liars because that's what they are. And that's what they'll always be. So let's now go to your calls on this issue. Let's go to Chase the Patriot calling in from California on a major issue. Hero of Benghazi suspended from Twitter for criticizing Obama. Chris Tonto Peranto, you've probably seen him before on TV, heard about him, the Benghazi hero. He's now off Twitter because he gets suspended. He's not allowed to have political speech against Obama. So you're not allowed to talk about Obama. You're not allowed to talk about anything unless it's okay with the establishment Big Brother. That's where we're at. Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening there? Chase the Patriot checking in there. Hey, I'm glad you guys are having him on the show tomorrow. This is really one of those moments where people have to pay attention. If they're going to attack a hero of the war, you know, a hero of Benghazi, and just try to erase the story like it never even happened, I want to alarm everybody to the next level of censorship. See, right now they're censoring people. They're censoring websites. But next it's going to be the information themselves and the words themselves, and here's how they're
doing it. Well, that's really what it already is. It's just under the facade of doing it to people. But that's already what it is.
But, Owen, the next generation right now is what everybody needs to be alarmed to. Across the country, every public school is giving every kid a Chromebook because Google has lowered the price and basically given them free Chromebooks. And now they don't use encyclopedias. They don't read books. Everything they learn comes from the Google search. 50 million children are in our public school system right now, and they're getting one-sided argument. And this is one of those moments where we can alarm all the military and all parents that they're attacking our military and they're attacking our children's minds right now, and people aren't even.
You know what, though? This is actually interesting because I wonder now, I'll need to do a little more research into this. If Google is working with the United States government and using their technology in public schools, now all of a sudden, how is it that Google can get away with this censorship? How is it that Google can, I mean, this is basically, like you're saying, they're now taking complete control of our destiny, where they're now going to decide what the youth of the nation can and can't see. So how is it Google is even allowed to do that? That is next level illegality.
Okay, but listen, every child, I'm telling you, they will not accept homework from them in certain school districts unless it's turned into what's called Google Classroom. And everything in the hive mind of these children is getting sent into the Google central computers. You can look it up where kids are getting punished because they don't want to send their homework in to the computer system, and they're getting punished for it. Now, this every parent across the country needs to wake up and look at what's happening in their public schools. And remember, you can check me out on YouTube, Chase the Patriot. Take care.
Thank you for the call. Wow. I mean, just think about that, folks. They are Google. See, this people don't understand. These companies are bigger than the government. Google runs the school now. Google runs the information now. Google runs the internet now. And they're deciding what gets to exist and what doesn't. They're Big Brother. When did we vote to allow Google to run this country? When did we decide that Google was going to be the arbiter of information? Who decided Google was going to be the company that takes over the schools? This is unbelievable. You know who it was, folks? Barack Obama. Why do you think Google had its own office, basically, in the West Wing? See, this is the kind of stuff. This is why we have to take calls. It's just like, it's just unbelievable, man. How can they possibly get away with this in America? I'll tell you how. Because the average citizen in this country is totally distracted by pop culture and sports. The average citizen in this country is totally brainwashed and dumbed down by the chemicals in the food and water. And at a very primal, instinctual human level, their very instincts, their very information in their DNA has been stopped from access. They've been stopped from accessing that. So they're basically spiritually dead.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the Alex Jones here on this Sunday. We are going to take more of your calls, but I've got breaking news. Alex Jones is coming back in studio. The man just cannot get away, folks. He never stops working. He never stops working. And we really appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why he just keeps chugging and won't even sit a play off. But he's going to come back in studio at 6:30 Central, and we're going to go live from the podcast studio, a live transmission with Alex Jones at 6:30 Central here in an hour, 30 minutes after the Sunday show concludes. But before that, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Now, this story is from The Hill today. GOP turns its fire on Google. Look, talk is cheap. And while it's nice to see some of these congressmen from the Republican Party saying something about it, talk is cheap. It's time to do something. It's time to bust the trusts. It's time to look into all the stuff that Google is doing. I mean, how can they get away with this censorship of everything? It's not just InfoWars, of information, just in general. And then they're going to present themselves as the arbiters of information to the children of schools and us in this country, and we're going to leave our trust in the hands of Google that's now being shipped to China? Oh, yeah, that'll go just fine. I'm sure Chinese propaganda won't make its way into the United States schools. Oh, wait, it already is. Unbelievable, man. So Alex Jones will be discussing this and more at 6:30 Central. Be sure to tune in at InfoWars.com/show and tell your friends and family. We're not allowed to market ourselves anywhere on the internet, so it's all up to you with word of mouth. And even when you share stuff on social media, they pretty much ban it if it's InfoWars. So that's loving, very tolerant. All right, let's go back out to the phones and go to Billy in Indiana. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show. Just want to show some support and love. And I'd actually like to touch off real quick where Chase the Patriot left off. My kids are actually in school too, but Apple kind of controls this area with what they call Class Dojo, so everything's monitored through.
Oh, okay. So you get either the Google control of your kids or the Apple control of your kids, both run by China. So that's, you know, you get an option of which Chinese communist, you know, you want.
Exactly.
Oh, it's good to have two different flavors of Chinese communism. You got the Apple flavor, you got the Google flavor.
Yes, exactly. And it's complete. I mean, what they teach our children nowadays is completely just irrelevant for life and just anything that they would need.
And now they make it even harder to homeschool your kid. So that's like the overall agenda. You make it impossible to homeschool your kid, so you then have to send them to now the Google, China, Apple factory institutions where their kids are just going to learn how to be a mind slave to big tech.
Exactly. And I would like to just go ahead and touch off, too. I just would like you to know, too, I've actually been banned off Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm. And it actually all started out back in the election for President Trump. I can go back even and show it on Facebook history. I got banned 3 months before. And actually, to even get any of my accounts back, I had to show two forms of ID. I had to mail that in to them, wait for a response.
What?
Then they responded back to me. Yes, sir. Then they responded back to me, and then I had to physically hand write a response to them, mail it to them in order to get my account back. And YouTube banned me of all things just for sharing the Owen Shreds videos, because I got into it with a snowflake one day and they completely banned my YouTube. And I can't.
Well, and see, that's the next thing that I'm wondering, because, you know, there's how many Alex Jones memes are there? I mean, there's dozens of channels that re-upload my stuff and edit it up. Right. So it's like, are they going to start just doing that? Is that the next move? Because you already know. I mean, they're already doing this. If you go on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube and restream any InfoWars content, you get banned. So
absolutely.
What's next? So now if you cut a video together of Alex Jones, does that get banned? If you cut a video of Owen Schroyer in the street interview, does that get banned? Where does it end? What is the, you know? We don't discuss this. We just accept it. But here's the problem. Again, it all comes down to the fact they've got most of these people brainwashed and distracted. Okay? But that's changing. The status quo is changing, but we're in a death race right now. The finish line is coming up for this death race in 53 days till the midterms or something? 58 days till the midterms? 58. So, yeah, I mean, we're in a time crunch. The final seconds are winding down in the fourth quarter for this big game, for this battle, and we have to get as many Americans conscious and engaged as possible if we want to have victory. And it really just comes down to that, folks. Are we going to put the same pieces of human trash in office, like Elizabeth Warren, like Nancy Pelosi, like Maxine Waters? Are we going to put these same garbage, trash politicians in office that do nothing for this country? Or are we going to elect real men and women who go in there to fight for America and to actually do something about the corruption in Washington. How is it that we vote for the same people to stop the corruption in Washington who've been in Washington for decades? Somebody explain that one to me. Can't. It's impossible. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. It's called mindless sheeple zombies. All right, Billy, thank you so much for the call. Or just straight rigged elections. I mean, you want to get down to it. Electronic elections, totally rigged. Let's go to Mark now in San Jose. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks for having me in again a few moments with you, Mr. Shroyer. One way we destroy censorism is we get him back on the airwaves, okay? He was on KOMY 1340 for almost 10 years. And Michael Zwingli owns KOMY 1340 and KSCO 1080, where Rush Limbaugh is on the other side. And he's got
Here's the thing. I'm sorry, Mark. Your connection is bad, and I don't want to. It's just bad sounding. So I'm going to let you go. But I am going to respond to your comment here. This local talk radio is such an interesting bird, where you what you basically have is in local talk radio. You've got a situation where you've got somebody who owns the station that has plenty of money, and the station is just there for them to really do promotion, and it's kind of just a fun project for them. Maybe they like going on air and marketing and stuff like that. Then you've got aspects of talk radio that they've been around. They still have the management and everything trying to run it, but it's tougher to make money now, and everybody's shows are brokered. And so it's really all about sales. And I'm just sitting here like, how can you not sell the Alex Jones Show? How can you not go and say, this is banned on the internet. You cannot access this anywhere unless you want to broadcast on your AM station. So I think that Mark makes a good point, but the talk radio market is such an interesting bird. It's hard to penetrate because it is just cutthroat, man. I mean, it is so cutthroat, that industry. And people just, I mean, it's just some people just struggle just to get by, and you wouldn't even think it's some of the biggest shows. So I think if you can find the right stations with the right owners, that could be one way to get more stations to pick up the Alex Jones Show. But I mean, I think that some people are just scared to put Alex Jones on their airwaves now. You know, that's part of the chilling effect. That's part of the character assassination of Alex Jones that the media is engaged in. Total defamation. Let's take one more call before we go to the, this break. Let's go to Tyler in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, all in? This is Tyler Baggins here. And I think you're right. We need to actually vote with our pocketbooks here and make the economy kind of be our voice. And after what Apple did, taking the InfoWars app out of iTunes Store, I think that's like the straw that broke the camel's back for me, because they moved their servers to China or the cloud. You know, the cloud just floated over to China. That's how they want to make it sound. But they moved all the servers over to China, and, you know, that's kind of like an intangible thing, right, that's not really affecting you day to day. But the other day, I was having some bugs in the InfoWars app. So I thought, hey, you know, first, this isn't a coincidence, because you know how it goes, you know. So I thought maybe if I delete the app and then re-download it, I could get it without any bugs.
Oh, but then you deleted it and they removed it, so now you can't get it.
No, I cannot get it. And it's just like, okay.
I think that Tyler is onto something, which people seeing the app removed is the straw, is the awakening moment. Like, wow, this really is crazy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we're in the final segment here. But Alex Jones is coming up live at 6:30 at InfoWars.com/show because that is the last platform we have. We have been banned everywhere else from doing a live broadcast because we're too powerful. So tell your friends, tell your family. Infowars.com/show. Alex Jones coming back live on a Sunday night. 6:30 Central. Infowars.com/show. The most banned individual in modern day history. Alex Jones. The test case for internet unhumaning. Alex Jones. And with a big story like Syrian strikes coming up, they can't have Alex Jones with the ability to go live and break into the Matrix to tell you the truth about what's going on in Syria. So they just have to ban him so that you get lied to about foreign wars and that you support more foreign interventions. Wow. Incredible. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines now. You've got Andreas calling in from Phoenix. Go ahead, Andreas.
Yo, and thank you so much for having me on. Listen, we're talking about censorship. You know, they're obviously taking us off the waves. I think it's super important for the listeners to rekindle the fire of the power of meeting with each other in person. And the reason why I was calling is I got one of your Incognito, the green InfoWars shirt,
yeah.
The new Incognito with the octagon. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, like, just wear that shirt around. People will see you wearing it. They'll come up to you, hey, you listen to InfoWars, Alex Jones, hey, with the stink numbers, when there's something going on in town, you know, let's get together. You know, I think it's a super, super important. Forget the airwaves. Get off the airwaves. Let's start grassroots again, meeting people in person.
Well, no, exactly. Here's the thing. We're not censored in the 3D realm, or we force them to censor us in the 3D realm, which is what they'll do. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the InfoWars Army that I launched, which has already been under threat, and just to reiterate, and we have this disclaimer, we're a peaceful group. We don't do anything illegal. It's just totally First Amendment. So they're already attacking us and threatening us with that. But that's why I started the InfoWars Army, because we have to go out into the third dimension now, since they want to censor us from the internet dimension, the digital world. But guess what? What's going to happen is they're going to start censoring us in the 3D world, too. You watch. You watch. You hold up a sign behind College Game Day on ESPN on Saturday that says free Alex Jones, you'll be told to get rid of it. Now you got a story. Now you've got a national story. Now we're going to cover it. You see, so that's what's going to happen. But that's the fight we have to engage in to defeat these people. Thank you so much, Andreas, for the plug of the InfoWars Hectagon logo T-shirt. And thank you so much for the call. Let's jump over to Mel. I'm going to try to get to as many as possible. Mel in Costa Rica, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you, brother?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Excellent. First off, I'd like to congratulate you on your InfoWarsArmy.com. You should start a group called Majestic 12, a think tank that comes in once a week. Whether you do it over the internet, it's fine.
Well, I will just tell you this, Mel. I will just say this. Maybe down the road, but let me just tell you, I'm pretty much doing this whole thing myself. I mean, obviously, there's some guys here helping me with, you know, getting the website and everything going, but this deal has not been where it needs to be once since I started it. I'm not going to be where I need to be Monday to do this. I'm still going to do the update on Monday live on Twitter and start getting something engaged. But to start jumping forward with projects with this, I don't have the ability to do that yet, unfortunately. I'm telling you, this is the thing about the InfoWars Army. And I'm not trying to call anyone out here. It's just like, this falls on you guys. You guys are the army. You guys are the foot soldiers. You are the people that we need to go out there and engage in the real world. And so I'm going to be there to amplify it, organize it, and keep everyone together as a team. But, you know, I want you guys to have the idea. All I have is myself, and Alex gave me $10,000 for a first prize. I'll say the biggest red pill, if it's five of you, you'll split the prize. The biggest red pill that people can get out there before the midterms, we got 57 days left, gets the 10K InfoWars Army initiation prize. Anything else, Mel?
Yeah. No, and the other thing is there is hope down the road. There's a cryptocurrency called Tron, T-R-O-N. They are designing Web 3.0, which is completely going to be owned by the people and controlled by the people. So, and they got billions and billions of dollars behind them. So there is hope down the road. And also, I want to verify that your app has been removed. And thirdly, your products are off the Richter scale. There are no words to describe your products. I'm 55 today, and I don't feel 55. I feel 25 when I'm on your products.
Well, happy birthday, Mel. Thank you so much for that plug. I hope you enjoy your birthday, and thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and enjoying the products. God bless you, Mel. Let's go now to Antonio. Actually, I will say this before we go to Antonio. Actually, you know what? Let's go to Charles, because he's going to carry this point that Mel just said. And I've noticed this too. Now, I'm not saying why this is happening or if this is across the board. I figured it to be anomalous. But at my home, I cannot watch InfoWars.com/show on the Google Chrome browser. It will not let me. It errors every time. And I've had other people say the same thing. So I have to watch it on the Mozilla Firefox browser at home because Google won't let me play the Alex Jones show. Charles says in Georgia he's experiencing that same issue.
Yeah, well, I think I figured it out what the issue is. It may not be the browser causing it. Anyone who has AdBlock or AdBlock Plus, if you have that running, it hides the InfoWars logo, the play button, a lot of features that let you play videos. So I believe the ad block is causing it.
That's strange.
Now, if you pause it, it may show up all the icons and everything, because that's what I did. But, you know, at the universities my friends work, they say that InfoWars is flagged, as questionable material by their IT departments.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're a lot of school networks that have those, you know, laptops or whatever, and they have this built-in system, yeah, yeah, they'll flag stuff. And, you know, you want to flag stuff if your kids are at school, you know, so they don't go to websites. I get that. But, yeah, I mean, they flag InfoWars, and they don't let students go to InfoWars.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a web developer, and anything you need, Owen, or anything InfoWars needs, I'd be happy to offer my services for free because y'all do so much for me.
Well, we need all the help we can get, brother. I mean, let me tell you, it's a struggle every day where – I mean, I'm not, nobody's trashing our IT team here. It's just like, we've got like five projects that we need to crank out, and then we get hit with all the censorship and everything. So now we have to focus everyone's attention on getting a new app and a new ability to stream and get a push notification. So it's like all of their projects get put aside. Charles, I am taking emails, InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. I'm getting hundreds of them, so I may or may not end up finding you, but if you want to send me an email there and mention, what you do building websites and stuff like that, maybe we can reach out to you and, you can help us because we really do need as much help as possible. So God bless you, Charles. Thank you for the call. Let's close out here with Antonio in Colorado. Go ahead, Antonio.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Antonio, from Denver. I'm a Native American Mexican, second generation born in the United States. I'm also a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. So I will be attending the rally to fight against internet censorship in Denver September 15th. So everyone who's willing to join arms with us, you're more than welcome to come down.
So September 15th in Denver, a march against censorship. You've also got September 22nd, 1 p.m. in Austin, Texas at Woolridge Square Park, the Free Alex Jones Rally.
All right, all right. And I believe we'll have some Proud Boys there as well.
Sure you will.
With not only with the censorship being stepped up across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so on, the powers that be are also pushing their anti-American, Luciferian, anti-Christian agenda even harder.
No, but see, isn't that the most ridiculous part of all this, Antonio? And thank you so much for the call. It's like here we are, and we're going to get lectured by Hollywood. We're going to get lectured by, you know, the television entertainment industry and all of this stuff. They're going to sit here and lecture us about morals. They're going to sit here and point the finger at Trump for being uncouth. Excuse me. It's Hollywood and the entertainment industry that has turned the West into Sodom and Gomorrah. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Hollywood. That was Hollywood sexualizing and making everything violent. That's Hollywood that turned the art of filmmaking into just sex and violence. That was Hollywood. And then those same people, where you got the Me Too movement coming out of, are going to sit here and point the finger at Trump and point the finger at Trump supporters? No. No, I don't think so. And by the way, there's about to be a new Me Too development coming from the Democrat Party. Oh, you wait. You wait for that one, folks. It's not going to matter because they get away with it, but it's coming. We'll report on it. All right, I sign off here for the Alex Jones Show, but we're going live at 6:30 here. 30 minutes, Infowars.com/show. Alex is going live with a special broadcast. You're not going to want to miss it. Spread the links. Tell your friends and family. You're the last hope we have. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.